You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com. This Stock Car Radio, our show, is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. Appreciate Craftsman for sponsoring the show. I'm Alan Taylor with Stephen Cole Smith, editor-in-chief of motorsport.com. And Steve, you know, producer just got done saying, I didn't know Steve was a police officer. What did you do?
Yeah, I was a police officer in Dallas, Texas for a while, and then a reserve police officer there, a total for 8.5 years. And you learn a lot like that. And we had talked a little bit, I'd mentioned something about quotas, and I would say the quotas are illegal in practically every state that I know of, because if it's the end of the month and you get a speeding ticket, you can always go to court and say, here's a copy of the rule where this officer has a quota of X number of tickets for the month, and I was caught only because he has to meet his quota. So that's illegal, but activity is not. You're expected to maintain a level of activity every month, and you might get like 2 points for a ticket or 3 points if you pull over a guy like Alan Taylor or Kyle Busch and they've got an attitude.
And a brownie button.
Yeah, so while it's not technically a quota, generally, either if these guys go biweekly, the middle of the month or the end of the month, not the best time to speed, because you might, the last day of the month, you might see some guys out there wanting to increase their activity level just a little bit, because, it probably won't affect your salary, but it might affect your days off, promotions, whether you want to transfer. It just makes it look better. So I know that has nothing to do with racing, at least legal racing, but I've always found that to be some pretty good advice.
Well, but, remember, this whole conversation started out at the beginning of the segment, last segment of, who was it?
Kyle Busch getting
pulled over for speeding. So I always am glad to hear that these guys are not wimps out on the highway. Jackie Stewart. Remember Jackie Stewart?
Oh, yeah.
And I talked to him one time, and I was sitting next to him. I said, what do you drive? He says, I don't. I go, what? He goes, I don't drive. There's people are crazy on the road. He doesn't drive. He only drives, wow, on the racetrack.
Jeez. Well, you remember Kurt Busch was pulled over years ago. I think it was in Phoenix, and his then-wife, I think, was real drunk, and it, essentially his attitude there is what got him thrown off the Roush team the first time.
Yeah.
So the Busch boys, not happy to see the revolving lights in the back of the window for those guys.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, let's segue to driving fast on the racetrack. The Indy 500 is coming up, and I believe they're getting that all going, right?
Yeah, and it's weird. This is the weird month of May, especially because we had an IndyCar race last weekend on the road course. Simon Pagenaud won, although on Wednesday, the IndyCar guys put out some penalties, and they said Pagenaud's had some problem with one of the spoilers on his car and fined him $1,000. They fined Chevrolet for doing something they weren't supposed to do and fined Penske for something they weren't supposed to do, but they didn't take any points or any wins away. So, there's two races at Indy this year. We've got the road course race that's already happened, and it was a pretty good race last week, except, they tried that standing start, and pole sitter Sebastian Saavedra didn't get going, so it was absolute carnage. But by the time the race was over, there was a little bit processional, but there was some pretty good stuff going on. And then your segue immediately, when I say immediately, I mean the next day they go into practice for the Indy 500, which, still the biggest race in the world as far as I'm concerned, hoping to be there, planning to be there, and can't wait to go, because I tell you, as cynical as a guy like you and I are, I know you've been, but when you're out there and Jim Nabors is singing and Florence Henderson shows up, the balloons go off, and there's 250,000 people, you feel pretty damn proud to be an American.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, there's just no two ways about it. If you've never been to the Indy 500, don't think you see it on television and get a feel for what it's like, because that's one race you really have to be at sometime before you die if you're a race car fan.
You know what? I have been fortunate enough to go for the last number of years, and when those jets fly over and when they're singing the national anthem, when you see all the military, a lot of military there. You're right. There's just something in the air. It's there's a patriotic feel that It's and racing. I mean, what's more American than racing cars?
I know,
cars?
And for some reason it feels genuine. Like, yeah, it's not unusual to go to an event. I remember going to one of the big Bass tournaments with Toyota, and, you know, they had the obligatory Lee Greenwood singing in the Coliseum and our fighting men and women, and it all felt like they were reading from a script. But for some reason at Indy, the fact that they've been doing it so long and so well, you know, it's just got a really genuine, unalloyed feel to it. And I love Indy, and I hope I'm able to go back for a long time, because Indy 500 is a race that I'm really proud that I've been a tiny part of. I got to drive the pace car to the pace car once. I was before in front of Morgan Freeman. And just driving a few dignitaries around in front of Morgan Freeman, who was actually the pace car driver, I felt like I was, you know, somebody. And God knows that's not the case.
I remember the last year of Oldsmobile, and they had a whole classic grouping of original pace cars.
Yeah, and I think so.
I got to drive the year I was born, a 1960 Olds convertible pace car.
Whoa.
On that, you know, that was the last year, I believe, the last year of Oldsmobile. And I have that picture on my wall. So it's just one of those things. All right, we got to take another little break. And I do want to talk about Indy, because I'm going to be there. Are you going to be able to go?
As far as I know, I'm going to be there.
Okay, well, so then we should do some radio there. But
excellent.
Do you know Buddy Lazier, right?
Yeah,
he's a 1996 Indy 500 champ. Do you know how old he is now?
He's 73 years old.
No, he's not. He's 46.
Is that all? Really?
Yeah.
He was like 12 when he won that race. I was there. I remember that race.
All right, hang tight. We're going to talk about him and his return. And what he's got to say about kind of the generation gap. We'll take a break. You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's presented in part by Motorsport.com. Also, thanks to Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Brembo, the choice of champions.